Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And now sports. Jordan Kay of the State newspaper joining us here to talk South Carolina Gamecocks in the States segment. Jordan, welcome into the show. Good having you on again. I want to know right out of the gate, has there been any response from Emily Beamer after Shane absolutely bodied her for her Amazon shopping addiction in Tuesday's press conference?
I don't think so. I wouldn't be shocked if there was something said at home, but no.
That's good stuff.
I don't know if she's on Twitter as much, so that's where I've seen it. But no, I saw some people, thinking that was pretty relatable.
No doubt about it. So it stemmed, Jordan, from the boat show, Beamer wanting the boat. Do you think if Beamer can get an SEC win over Vandy that maybe he can – have enough money to scrounge up the coins from the cushions, I guess, to buy a boat?
I don't know. I think it's probably all in the stock market. Like, you know, depends what his investments are doing. How's the S&P doing today? I think that's
good point.
That's the determining thing. I just don't know if he's got it.
I mean, I feel for Shane. I don't know, Jordan, if you're a married man. I know Cole is not. But my wife says absolutely no motorcycles. You can't have one. But, man, if I was making $6.5 million a year, I think I could afford to rent a garage and stash one in there if I really wanted one.
Maybe she listens to Dave Ramsey, you know.
If it has yield,
it floats, it just depreciates in value. It's a bad investment.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Jordan, what was your reaction to the latest injury report that came out for the Gamecocks?
I thought it was pretty favorable. I think after Saturday night against SC State, when Shane was saying, hey, it does not look good health-wise, and then you look at the injury report, only 5 guys on it and only 2 that were listed as doubtful in Judge Collier, who's been out since basically the first quarter of the season, and Brady Hunt, this tight end. Those are 2 starters, but all things considered, it's about as fortunate as South Carolina could have been, I think.
Jordan, I think we're all kind of waiting for Lenora Sellers to become a national story this season. It started to happen towards the end of last season, but it hasn't really, fired out of the gate through the first 2 weeks of this season. On the other side of the football, though, Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt, that is a story that has shot out of the cannon again to start this season. Do you think beating the story or the aura of Diego Pavia adds any extra weight to this game?
I don't know about that. I do think there is a lot more juice around this game than there maybe ever has for a South Carolina Vanderbilt game, which is cool. I think it's fun when you have guys like Pavia out there kind of just talking crap. And, you know, you see the videos where like Theo Vaughn or whatever was at their practice and Pavia's like, you know, you can break it down with this or, you know, F South Carolina. It's fun. Like, it's awesome. And so I think South Carolina players, if they needed any motivation or bulletin board material, I mean, Vanderbilt's definitely given it to them. And if you're Vanderbilt, you're thinking, hey, if we were this confident, I'm excited for Saturday night. It kind of makes it more entertaining.
But you know what, Jordan? What's interesting about that, man, is, you know, it was the Gamecocks last year who kind of shut down that little party, you know, that Vanderbilt had. And after that, you really didn't hear much about Vanderbilt. Do we look at this game as maybe an entrance to the hallway or a doorway, rather, for the Commodores as to potentially breaking on the scene in terms of actually being taken serious year after year?
This would certainly do it for them. I mean, it wouldn't even be close to beating number one Alabama.
Right.
But getting another, top 11, top 10, if you're going by the coaches poll win, I mean, if Vanderbilt wants to, you know, be about it, it's got to win these type of games. And I think that's kind of the thinking around there is, hey, you can keep talking and talking, and if you beat Alabama and Auburn, no one's going to clap back at you, but you got to do it another year. And yeah, this would certainly be one of those games of, hey, you know, last year was not a fluke, even though it was a, you know, 7-6 season.
Jordan, you wrote a story about the two most recent field stormings there at South Carolina after the 21-game losing streak ended and after knocking off number 9 Georgia. Do you think there's any game on this schedule at all, sort of crystal ball projecting where these teams might be at the time, that warrants a field storm?
I don't think so, because I think part of the field storming has to be South Carolina it being a massive upset. And I just don't see any of these games that would be a massive upset. It would take South Carolina like kind of dropping out and then a team like Alabama or Clemson, you know, somehow climbing all the way back up in the rankings. But no, I mean, South Carolina, if it continues on this path and keeps winning games, I mean, there's a chance they're favored in a lot of these big home games. A good chance they could be favored against Alabama in a month or against Clemson come the end of November. So, no, I think that's kind of a good place for South Carolina to be, where winning big games is not, you know, doesn't need a field storming anymore.
That's a good point. Jordan, when you look at that injury report that I brought up a few minutes ago, you mentioned Judge Collier. I thought maybe it was trending in the right direction for him last week. Is it seeming like that he might not be a go Saturday night? And if not, how big of a blow is that in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, he was listed as doubtful. And we saw him on Saturday night kind of still walking around with crutches. I don't remember if he had a brace on his knee for, you know, during the Virginia Tech game. I don't know if he still had it on. But it is a big blow, because all of a sudden it moves Brandon Cisse. It kind of puts him in there, which is fine. It is a blow, but they do have depth at that corner position so long as everyone else is healthy. And I think the big problem is when you're looking at the guys who are probable and you have Brandon Cisse and Bakari Swain.
Yeah.
Well, those are two guys who play corner. So if you have Judge Collier and then you have your two other corners out, now you're down to basically your fourth and fifth corner. So that's a problem. But if Judge is the only one out, you know, I think they do have the depth to be able to overcome that with Cisse and Swain.
Talking to Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper, who we talk to every other Thursday on the show. So far through the season, South Carolina's forced 2 fumbles and an interception against South Carolina State and a couple of special team scores, 2 picks and a special team score against Virginia Tech. Is that the type of performance that this team is going to need, or some semblance thereof, to be in most of the SEC games this season, especially towards the back half where it gets really tough? And you know, obviously you can't count on those types of performances, but do you think they need them to be in games?
I don't think they need it to be in games, but there's certainly going to be times where they need a big time
turnover or a big time special teams play late in some of these SEC games to pull it out. And you start thinking back to last year, you know, I know there was the Nick Eamon-Worry interception, but South Carolina turned the ball over late against LSU. That was in part why they lost that game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Carolina turned the ball over in the fourth quarter against Alabama. That's partly why it lost that game. Clemson turns the ball over late against South Carolina. That's why it lost that game. I mean, a lot of these SEC and, you know, Clemson, South Carolina games, these teams are so evenly matched. It just comes down to one or two of these little plays. And if South Carolina, I don't think it wants to rely on getting a punt return touchdown every week, but it's got to rely on some big play somewhere, whether that's a Dylan Stewart forced fumble, whether that's a block kick, whether it is another Fakari Swain punt return touchdown. I mean, you look at these SEC games, it comes down to who makes the fewest mistakes in the fourth quarter, and sometimes that's about capitalizing on things.
We're talking to Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper. You hear him and Chapel Fowler every Thursday at this time on the show. Jordan, I don't know if you make that bass boat type of money or not, but when it comes to being the man that has to figure this thing out, the run game has not been great. You can blame the offensive line. You can blame the run game. Blame the running backs, right? Somebody's got to be at blame. You can blame the coaches. But in your mind, if you did make that bass boat money and it was your job to fix it, what are you doing Saturday somehow, some way to get this run game off the ground?
I don't think there's like a magic button. There's no like potion you're just going to throw on it and be like, run game's fixed. We did it, guys. Like, it's about, like, these five offensive linemen and then the entire 11 guys on offense, like, working as one and being cohesive. And we just have not seen that through two games, which isn't the biggest deal in the world. I mean, like, there are Georgia fans freaking out about its run game. I mean, you look across the country, it's like a lot of teams are
Clemson.
Really, like, pissed off about how, you know, their teams are doing offensively. And sometimes that's kind of the struggle of the first couple of games is, hey, you need time for everyone to get adjusted. And it's really frustrating if you're a fan of like, come on, we brought back Lenora Sellers. You know, we have two running backs who are basically 25 years old. We brought back, you know, our two tackles and we have veteran guys on the offensive line. Like, why is this so hard to gel? And I think that's a valid question of like, shouldn't this have been figured out during fall camp? But, you know, sometimes things are different when you get into a real game. And it seems like they understand that after two games, they have not been gelling as, you know, a complete unit. And I think that's something they've worked on a ton in practice. And we'll see if it actually kind of breeds better results in that run game.
So, Jordan, to that point, you know, I'm looking at the ESPN page for this game, and the matchup predictor is giving South Carolina a 65% chance to win this game. But my question, honestly, is why? Vanderbilt's been far more impressive offensively. They've got a solid enough defense, giving up just 20 points to Virginia Tech. I mean, I know it's a night game. I know it's a home game for South Carolina, but if you could try to figure out what that computer is seeing, why do you think it is that South Carolina is getting so much love in this game when they haven't looked that impressive so far?
No, that's a fair point. I mean, for all the talk about the AP poll voting, you could make quite the argument that Vanderbilt deserves to be ranked ahead of South Carolina just going by the results of this year. And you look at that, you know, what both teams did to Virginia Tech. But if I had to guess, I mean, I think it's they are thinking, hey, Lenore Sellers is better than Diego Pavia, despite, you know, which one talks more. And that South Carolina defense, sure, it might be a little banged up, but man, it was feisty against Vanderbilt last year, allowing the fewest points Vandy scored all season, just 7. It's been really, really good this season. And then you've got that Williams-Brice night crowd, too, behind it. And so if I'm that thinking from the ESPN computer thing, it might be thinking, hey, South Carolina really doesn't have to – might not have to score that many points to get a win on Saturday.
What do you think the challenges presented by Diego Pavia, just looking at his game, Jordan, present the most trouble?
Just the way he runs the option. I think he's really good at making defenses have to really be disciplined with their eyes. There are times when, you know, he's such a threat running the ball, and they kind of do run the option where, you know, you don't know if he's taking it or giving it to his running backs. And if there are teams that are undisciplined on defense, you know, he can make you pay. And I also think he has one of the best tight ends in the country to throw to in Eli Stowers, who can beat you really bad down the seam if you're, you know, linebackers and safeties, you know, aren't on top of him. So I think the option is one of the big things. And then, you know, his ability to run the ball too can be scary. And then he just has that weird, like, you know, just like almost not Manziel type, but, you know, some of those plays where you're just like, what is he doing? And he gets kind of, I think that can be deflating for a defense when you see this, you know, 5'10 scrappy guy, like complete some, you know, BS pass. And it's just like, I can't imagine being a defensive lineman, just like probably hanging your head, like, come on, really?
Jordan, 6 different Commodores have sacks on the season, 1 each by a linebacker, a safety, an edge, and 3 by linemen. So that's telling me that they're going to come after Lenora Sellers from a lot of different angles. What's been the approach and what you've heard from offensive line coach Lonnie Teasley this week leading up to this game to try to limit some of those quarterback pressures?
I don't think there's like a massive new approach other than, hey, we've got to be more cohesive as a group, and we've got to make sure that everyone on the line understands our play call. I mean, they kind of said there was one time where the communication was off and the play call was wrong. And then, you know, Case and Henry was kind of describing it as like, hey, no, it's kind of, we do just need to make sure every play that we're on top of this stuff. And if you're going by numbers, I mean, Vanderbilt's probably going to have a sack or two on the Norris Sellers, and that's fine. You can win a football game giving up a couple sacks, but it's just really about limiting that. Can you recover from that? Can it not be on a third down? Can it not turn into 6 sacks or 8 sacks? As long as it's 1 or 2, and Lenoris is basically, you know, healthy and upright for most of the game. You know, the offensive line does not have to play perfect. It just has to play decent.
Jordan, before we let you go, man, how do you see this thing playing out Saturday?
I think I give a slight edge to South Carolina, maybe 27-24, 24-20, something like that. I don't think it's going to be a super high-scoring game, but I think the Gamecocks have the best 2 players on the field in Dylan Stewart and Lenora Sellers. And it's got that night crowd at Willie B. So I think that's going to be enough to get it done. But I don't think this is going to be a blowout.
I like it. I like it, Jordan. You're the best, man. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
You
Thanks,
too.
Jordan.
Jordan Kay, State Newspaper, State Segment, right here every Thursday at this time. I think I'm looking for a coin. There were some coins back here. No kidding. There were some coins back here.
They're gone now?
Somebody stole my coins. I was going to say I'll flip the coin and see who wins. I mean, that's where I am. I really don't know. I think Vandy's got a good shot. I think the Gamecocks have a good shot. I think it's a coin flip. Five and a half point spread? I mean, Vandy's offense concerns me a little bit. If they get going like they did last week in the second half, I don't know. We'll see. I could be wrong.
We'll see if that crowd, if that cockpit can keep these South Carolina Gamecocks in it and keep the noise high and
we'll
distract
see.
Diego Pavia.
Should be a lot of fun. Tolo's Our Daily Wires next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.